Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Must be Friday.
Bob Olmanac got the cage match all set up. At least one David had said he's going to do it. David in Brooklyn Park, he said, let's rumble. And no blading allowed. Blading is, that's the term they use when the wrestlers would do the, where they'd cut themselves to get the blood.
Yes. Yep.
And
cut the forehead.
We will be checking for those kind of things. No blading, no foreign objects, just a cage.
Nobody's going to throw a chair into the ring.
Today's almanac today. We have an almanac salute.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
You know that? You've heard that?
Yes.
Millions of times.
Yes.
That's from America Online. That man's voice.
You've got mail.
His name is Elwood Hughes Edwards Jr.
Okay.
Elwood Hughes Edwards Jr. has passed away. Passed away a couple of days ago. He's a voice actor. Best known for his voice as...
You've got mail.
And we got a whole movie out of that.
Right.
We got a whole mail. Yeah. Is that Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Or is that Sleepless in Seattle?
They did them both.
They did them both, exactly. There was no email maybe in Sleepless in Seattle. That was all over the phone.
Right on.
That was a telephone call-in show. So Elwood, he only made $200 on that.
Oh, no.
He did it as a favor. Because his wife worked at AOL, America Online.
Yeah.
And he said he recorded it on his cassette recorder and sent it in. It became famous.
Wow.
Elwood Hughes Edwards Jr.
No residuals.
The voice of, maybe they made it up to him later as it became very popular. Maybe they did sell the rights to it or something because it was used elsewhere. America Online.
Yep.
He is now passed on. He's gone. But not forgotten.
His voice will not be forgotten.
No, people remember that forever.
Yeah.
Friday, November 8th, 313th day of the year. Bourbon was, I think, discovered on this day. Do you like your bourbon whiskey? Do you like your whiskey bourbon style?
Yeah.
First distilled from corn by the Reverend Elijah Craig. He was looking for something new to use for the sacrament.
Yep.
And he came up with a new sacrament using corn. In Bourbon County, Kentucky. That's where we get the name for it.
Yep.
1789. 1956, Ford Motor Company decided to name their new car Edsel after Henry Ford's only son.
Yep.
Edsel would go on to pray and wish that they hadn't done that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Because his name will forever be associated with a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been called the Ford Doomed to Fail. XL.
Ahead of its time.
It was.
Yeah.
1956, 1965.
TV theme time.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
TV soap opera theme time.
It debuted on this date.
Wow.
1965, and it is still airing today. It's no longer on network TV.
Oh.
It's airing on Peacock.
Oh, very
They're
nice.
They're streaming new episodes on Peacock.
I wonder if some of the old cast is still on it.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Days of Our Lives debuted this date, 1965.
I was a big fan of Hope.
A very memorable
Don't know the
intro.
Actor's name, but... Yes, it was. That is, you know, people use that
the
all the time,
sands of
too.
Time. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Right, the hourglass is there. That's iconic.
Yes.
1974 in the NFL gridiron.
Not only will Tom Dempsey hits this one, he's got a very slight win at his back. He'll set a National Football League record in addition to winning the game. I don't believe this.
It's good! I don't believe it!
Cricky going crazy this date, 1970, for the New Orleans Saints. They were still early and very bad.
Yes.
They didn't have a whole lot. Archie Manning had not arrived yet, I don't think. Wasn't he early 70s?
He was 71, the class of 71.
So, yeah, so he wouldn't have come yet.
With Plunkett and Pat Sullivan.
Because this was 1970. And who needs a full foot and a full arm
you know,
to play in the NFL? Because he had a... What did you call him? You want to say that?
Stubby.
Yeah, you did.
You know,
and that's all right. That was probably his nickname. And he probably embraced it.
He had no toes. I mean, he kind of had a stub of a foot. And he boom, and it's so weird when you watch the video because he's kicking from his own 37-yard line.
Because the young people.
Yes, don't remember that the goalposts were on the front of the, you know, the goal line rather than the back of the goal of the end zone now.
So you were in play, so you're watching Larry Zonka go up the middle, and he, his shoulder's like hitting...
Yeah, the stanchion.
The stanchion, the actual, because back then, in the 60s, early 70s, there were two posts, because a lot of them were H's.
Yes.
At that point, they hadn't gone to the single post goal post yet. This one here was a double... The big H.
It was the big H, yeah. It's big crazy. H. It's fun, yeah. Go YouTube that today and listen. And Don Crickey, he doesn't get enough credit. We were doing, you did some deep dive on that. I mean, the guy did games for 47 years,
the longest
in the
tenure.
NFL. I mean, he was great.
Nobody did NFL games longer than Don
that
Crickey.
That was a great call. I don't believe this.
No,
and it happened. And then the ball sailed through the upright.
Packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
We're playing a little Elton John because his greatest hits album was released on this date, and that was the first record I ever owned. That I ever went to the store. I don't think I used my own money. Maybe I did. I can't remember. But it was the first one that I ever purchased, picked out at the store. The greatest hits, Elton John. And then I later...
And what year was that?
1974. I wouldn't have bought it until 75, because then I took it to kindergarten for...
I was going to say...
Show and tell.
You were quite young. You were five.
That's when I took the show and tell.
I told you mine was Creedence Clearwater Revival's Cosmos Factory.
But what's amazing about this, that's side two, song one. Your song is side one, song one.
Okay.
But I always started with side two because I loved Rocket Man.
Yeah. Both are great.
But that song was his 11th album in 1974. He started in 1970.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of albums.
They used to really churn them out back in the day.
Yep.
That's why you see a lot of albums where there's only one or two released songs.
Yeah.
On them. Yep. That's how they used to do it back in the day.
They do a couple albums a year, yeah.
1975. We were talking a little bit about wrestling.
Gagne moved his arm over just a little bit.
On the side. Right there. This is the Gagne sleeper. This is the Mr. Bockwinkle sleeper. Mm. And I would want to say this to the championship committee. We would find it outrageous that you would take and bar the hold at this time simply for the fact that we've been so successful. Everybody seemed to turn their head when Mr. Gagne did it for years. And Greg Gagne still does it the same way.
And I may suggest this, that the children out there watching, they don't apply this to one another because it could cause permanent brain damage. No, same goes for the old ladies and everybody else out there that's interested in putting the sleeper on. It's nothing to play with. I'm not saying another thing is nothing to play with, and that's the Heenan family.
Yeah, exactly. So
the old ladies.
It was a problem.
They're putting the sleeper on.
What? They loved watching
they did.
All-Star Wrestling, and they would be at the home. They would be recreating the moves, and you got Gertrude putting the Gagne sleeper
on Hazel.
Right. And, one was a chokehold, one wasn't.
Right.
And I'm sure they both tried to use the sleeper hold this date in 75 at the St. Paul.
God, it makes my eyes water.
St. Paul Auditorium. Nick Bockwinkle, for the first time, won the AWA championship on this date. He defeated Vern Gagne.
Probably was not well received by the faithful.
No, he was a heel. Certainly, Nick Bockwinkle.
One of the greats.
Against Vern. And Vern had held the title. Of course, he owned the AWA. He was running it. He was the champion for 7 years.
Yep.
They decided it was time to give somebody else a chance.
Which was a good move.
And Nick Bockwinkle held it like five different times, and he held it for a bunch of years as well.
Yes.
The great Nick Bockwinkle, who was great at promos. So that was back in 75. Marion Barry, reelected mayor of Washington, D.C., this date in 94.
Yeah.
And, of course, anytime we mention that kind of stuff with Marion Barry, we bring in Chris Rock.
How the hell did Marion Barry get his job back? Smoke crack got his job back. How the hell that happened? I mean, if you get caught smoking crack at McDonald's, you can't get your job back. That's right. They're not going to trust you around the Happy Meals. Send your ass to Hardee's.
Hardee's is okay. They'll go with it.
Well, they need help.
They need help. They need the people. They need the bodies.
Oh.
Anyway, Marion Barry reelected after spending 6 months in prison on cocaine charges.
Well.
1994. And then in the news, 2020.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has died at the age of 80. The show's producers confirmed Trebek's passing in a tweet a short time ago. They say he died peacefully, surrounded by his family and friends. Trebek started his TV career in his native Canada in 1961.
Yeah, Trebek, he was a Canuck.
Yes, he was.
Here and made TV history as the longtime host of
He's
Jeopardy.
Very good at it.
Alex Trebek, this date. And, of course, he made that cameo on Cheers, which was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
He died at the age of 80. We're doing a quiz, ladies and gentlemen, a quiz, the Brokerage. Almanac quiz. And I have had other people, they texted me and called in very concerned about the power supply to my PC.
Sure.
I have since come up with a remedy of that. I had three different power supplies for use in various situations. And I found one that actually does charge the battery. I have two that don't charge, but it'll run on the AC, which actually is converted to DC, as you know, Neil.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I do
power
have
supplies.
You got to be prepared.
That's three more
you
than
gotta
I
be prepared.
Have.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you have at least one.
Well, yeah, it's in.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the story. We're all set, ready to go. That should never happen again.
Maybe they're seeing something we don't, darling. Let's give them something.
Bonnie Raitt is 75.
I like her style.
How about that little white thing she's got going on in her hair?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, I would ask Lily Munster. She kind of had that.
Or how about Elvira, Mistress of the Dark? Did she have one of those too?
Yeah.
So Bonnie Raitt, 75 today. She crossed over a little bit into country there, did she not?
Yeah.
How about Mary Hart?
Hi, I'm Mary Hart, and I believe being in shape is a great feeling. The results are definitely worthwhile in the way you look and in the new energy you feel. That's why you're going to enjoy this program. It was designed to be fun and easy, and I'm going to be with you every step of the way.
Who didn't do a workout video in the 80s?
I don't remember John Goodman doing one, but
well, actually, the same day that Mary Hart recorded hers at the studio, they filmed it. George the Animal Steele did his.
Well,
and it was kind of it was a quick turnover and changeover. She was in shape too.
She was.
She was in good shape. In fact,
the legs
I think
to prove it.
She constantly would beat John Tesh arm wrestling.
Oh.
They'd always have an arm wrestling contest to see who would do the first story on Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
And she would constantly, not all the time, but 75% of the time. And Mary Hart with the legs, and remember she insured her legs.
Well, $1 million.
74 today.
Honey, you.
Lead singer of the Manhattans.
Oh, yeah.
Star,
this was a big radio hit.
Oh,
and a hit in the record stores, too, because they sold a lot.
Oh, they did.
Kiss and Say Goodbye, and then this one here, Shining Star, Gerald Alston. 73, the actress Elfrey Woodard.
Good. They haven't broken the encryption codes yet.
Who? Those bionic zombies you told me about? The
Borg.
Borg? Sounds Swedish.
Actually, they were Swedish. They would have to, when they were taking over the Enterprise, they would actually have to pause for Swedish meatballs.
Right.
That's how they powered up. But that's Elfrey Woodard, 72. I wonder if Bjorn Borg was ever upset that Star Trek used his name for one of their most hated villains in the Star Trek universe, the Borg.
Any publicity is good publicity, was his thought.
Well, what they said to Bjorn Borg, resistance is futile.
Right.
So is the lawsuit. Elfrey Woodard is 72.
Chuck E. is in love.
Chuck E. is in love.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese is in love. Pizza was never that good. It was more about the show.
It really was.
That's Ricky Lee Jones here. Chuck E's in Love. That's a 1970. That also deal was a big radio hit.
Oh, it was.
She is 70
from
today.
Early 80s
hair band. That's from 1979, that song. Ricky Lee Jones, 70.
Someday you'll be shedding your tears.
Lead singer of Glass Tiger. Hair band, not quite metal, very poppy. Glass Tiger, Alan Frew from Glass Tiger. 68 today. This guy had some hair. Speaking of it, you remember him. Leif Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
I think from the Scandinavian peninsula, I think they say Leif Garrett.
Yeah, you're
Leif
probably
Erickson.
Right.
Leif Garrett. The peppy tune, isn't it? And he
sure
does
is.
Have nice hair.
I mean, anybody
who says he doesn't, 63 today for Leif Garrett.
Hello, Dirt Brain. Why is the oven not on?
I'm not sure, Chef. I'm sorry.
You're not sure. You donkey. What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Yeah, it was always fun to watch. He actually took two pieces of bread, put them on this woman's ear, one on the left, one on the right, and asked you, what are you? Makes for great TV.
It really
always
does.
Been a fan of Gordon Ramsay, Chef Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay is 58 here today.
Listen, officer, let me explain, all right? You see, I won an award, and I wanted to burn Vince Lombardi's hat. But instead, I bought her a purse and gave it to her so she couldn't keep it. I'm trying to teach my wife a lesson.
Your wife?
Yes, I'm married to her.
Him, me, come on.
Exactly. Even the cop couldn't believe that Jim Belushi was married to Courtney Thorne Smith.
Right.
And he's on the show.
Yeah.
That was the, you know, there was that era of the 80s and 90s TV where all these fat comedians had just, you know, gorgeous wives.
How's that happen?
It never happened in the real world, obviously.
Right.
Totally outpunting the coverage.
Right.
And that's Courtney Thorne Smith, who is 57. Speaking of Leif Garrett hair. Bucky Covington had some nice hair
for country.
But the problem when you have that kind of hair is the split ends. You and I don't have to worry about that.
No. Off my radar.
Split ends, the frizziness. Why even deal with it, right?
No,
so
no.
Bucky Covington, 47. Here today, he was American Idol guy.
Yes.
The finalist fifth season. And then our rapper of the day is Pooh Shiesty.
Oh, my.
Pooh Shiesty. Our rapper of the day, 25 today.
Pooh Shiesty.
Yes.
I don't even want to know. Is it like P-O-O?
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Like Winnie the... Yeah, okay.
Pooh Shiesty.
Okay. Pooh. Gone but not forgotten today. We got a nice list here for those that have left us, sadly. And we're going to start with the guy who gave us Dracula.
What's my hometown?
Bram.
Yes.
Stoker.
So we always wanted, because they're the Bombers, but there was some talk about maybe changing that when I was in high school, and I suggested the Bram Stokers.
Oh, and, would have made sense.
And, well, knowing some of the kids in school, that Bram Tokers would have been better, would have been more accurate.
Right. Well, but, it wasn't the Bram Vampires. That might be able to work.
Yeah.
Bram Stoker gave us Dracula and was born on this day in 1857. Another novel that we all read, Gone with the Wind. Maybe you didn't read the novel. You might have saw the movie. Margaret Mitchell wrote it, born on this day in 1900. First audio of the day was in movies and television shows, including St. Elsewhere, Norman Lloyd.
How about you pitching in? I'm preparing for the arrival of the Residency Review Committee and interviewing replacements for Donald.
Yeah, so on St. Elsewhere, you had your Dr. Craig,
yep,
your Dr. Westfall, and your Dr. Auschlander.
Ah.
And this guy played Dr. Auschlander.
The glasses, the wire.
Yeah. He just died in 2021. He lived to be like 104, 105.
That's impressive.
That's a long run.
Yeah, because he was born on this day, 1914. Well, we loved her as the matriarch. Esther Rolle, born on this day, 1920.
Every family should have a strong mother.
Yes.
Like Florida Evans.
Mama, you should be resting. You're supposed to be weak.
They only took out my appendix, not my mouth, nor my fist.
Say it with me, Neil.
Damn, damn, damn. She did it, and did it very well. Won an Emmy, as a matter of fact. Esther Rolle, born on this day, 1920. We just talked about how much Phil Silvers reminded us of Joe Flynn. Phil Silvers was a week or so ago. It is Joe Flynn today, 1924.
Well, how many ensigns do you think this Navy has? Do you realize that in the last 2 months you've run through four of them? Now, do you think that I'm made of ensigns?
I just can't understand it, Captain. We went out of our way to make him feel at home.
Jesse James might feel at home with you and your mob. Bluebeard might. Jack the Ripper might. But ensigns are simple. They're childlike. They're 100% American boys.
Yes, sir.
You got to protect those ensigns.
Yeah.
And who didn't love... Ernest Borgnine.
Well, he, you know, if I was on a ship, I would want to be on with McHale. That's for sure. McHale's Navy. Joe Flynn, 1924. Fine singer, Patti Page, 1927.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you too.
So anybody, that's dedicated to anybody named Charlotte.
Yes.
Just hush.
Yes. It's a very smooth sound. Yeah, just keep your mouth shut. Patti Page, 1927. He turned Florida State into the University of the College of the Quarterback, right? Bobby Bowden was a longtime head football coach there, recognizable in college football for sure, 1929. He was one of the fine newsmen from 60 Minutes, Morley Safer.
It may have escaped your notice, but recently a vacuum cleaner just like this one and the one down in your basement was sold for $100,000. Also, a sink went for $121,000. And a pair of urinals for $140,000. All of the above and even more unlikely stuff is art. That's what the artists say, the dealers, and of course, the people who lay out good money. It all may make you believe in the wisdom of P.T. Barnum that there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah, all those suckers, and Morley Schaefer was here to tell you about them.
Yes.
Now, Morley, That is in recorded history, Morley Safer, that's the only time that he ever said urinal on 60 Minutes.
All right. Well, that's good to know. It is documented. And we need more Morleys. So I had a neighbor who lived across the street. His name was Morley. It's the only one. I called him Morley Safer. I don't know his last name.
I just ran across another name that we need more of.
What's that?
Euphemia.
Ooh.
Euphemia was the first name. I don't know. I was reading something and their name was Euphemia. Ooh. I think it's female, but it could be any. It could be either.
Wouldn't know where to go or how to spell that one. Morley Safer, by the way, born on this day, 1931. In 1947, one of the great voices of all time, Minnie Riperton.
More than you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of love and you.
Okay, sing along, Neil.
Somewhere I'm going to run out of room on my octave scale here.
Maya Rudolph's mom.
Yes. And a tremendous talent. The however many, a seven-octave voice or whatever she had, it was unique.
Everyone.
And pretty
impressive.
She had
all the octaves.
She had them all. As many as there have been recorded history, she had them all. 1947, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
So, your last chance to win Oak Ridge Boys tickets at the Medina on Wednesday of next week. Doors at 7, music at 8, and it's only the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yep.
No opener, just Oak Ridge Boys.
It'll be done early.
And then, yes, here's the question for today's Almanac quiz. So, earlier here today, we had a guy, gone but not forgotten. He's now gone but not forgotten. He was an Almanac salute.
Yes,
famous
he was.
For saying three words. I got three words for you. What were those three words? Famous for this thing that became, iconic in pop culture.
What did
he say?
I remember.
Our guy who is now gone but not forgotten.
Don't have to give us his name, just what he
said. No,
right?
You don't have to give his name, just what he said.
Yeah. More famous
I'm not going to give his. I'm not going to give his name because then people could Google. Giving his name. No. You have to have listened.
Right on.
That's the whole purpose of the quiz.
Yep.
Making people to keep listening and not doze off.
Forced listenership, we call it.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer. Pair of tickets to the Oak Ridge Boys. Neil, would you like Brad Paisley Ticks to kick off a Friday Bobathon? And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention also kicking off the Friday No Repeat Workday.
Sure.
Trisha Yearwood, Powerful Thing, or Ace in the Hole, George Strait.
Let's go, George. Come on.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Bob FM.
Broadcasting.